For those who aren't familiar, a doula is kind of like a birth coach. Unlike midwives or nurses who deal with the clinical aspects of childbirth, doulas are there to provide emotional and educational support to mothers.
She's our primary focus.
That's Cindy McMillan.
She may just need a foot rub. We're right there. She may need some understanding and some clarification on certain things that was explained to her in a doctor's appointment. We don't give our personal opinion. We give evidence-based information. She can make the decision up on her own.
She's a doula and director of marketing and education for the organization Sistas Caring for Sistas. McMillan says she's even had a patient request to belly dance in the delivery room.
In every contraction, she would pause and then go right back at it. You know, it helped keep her mind off of things that was going on. We had to mute the lights down low, and she felt safe in her space. It actually did have some benefit for her, and I was there right alongside her.
Essentially, the doulas with SC4S are there to advocate for the expectant mother and make sure her wishes are respected, so that ultimately the patient has a successful and positive birth experience. And that's important, because for many women of color, childbirth can be traumatic. Nationwide, CDC data shows maternal mortality rates among Black women are disproportionately higher, with 40 deaths per 100,000 live births. That's compared to 12.4 among white women. Infant mortality rates among Black women similarly paint a bleak picture. In Buncombe County, Black babies are 3 times more likely to die in that first year of life. That's according to a study from the Mountain Area Health Center, where Amanda Brickhouse Murphy is a nurse midwife.
The fact that racism plays a role in that, that just set everyone on fire in wanting to address specifically the disparity in infant mortality.
She says local providers spurred into action after a women's health conference a few years ago that addressed the topic of racial bias in the delivery room. With the assistance of a grant from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, Mahek and the organization Mothering Asheville helped launch Sistas Caring for Sistas about 3 years ago. 6 women completed their doula training in 2016. Joaquina Norris is one of them.
When we're on the medical team or when we're working with the medical team, it helps us bridge the gap between you can feel comfortable with asking for things and knowing that you're going to get the same quality of care as you would if it was someone else of a different color.
Nora says part of her duty is to help expectant mothers come up with a birth plan and make sure there's follow through in the delivery room.
In their moment after they have the baby, sometimes they forget and say, hey, remember, this is what it is that you wanted. This was what was in your birth plan. And then they will say it.
She says she's delivered about 40 babies so far. One of them was born just 4 weeks ago.
Do you want to talk? And say hello.
Jared Baton rocks her newborn baby boy, Jahir. This new mom is proud to say she delivered her son naturally without an epidural. But her decision was met with some resistance. Baton has high blood pressure.
Because of that, they were kind of ready to do like more interventions that I wasn't really ready for.
Baton says the medical team recommended she take Pitocin to strengthen contractions. But her doula, she calls her Kina, was there to make sure they stuck with her birth plan. Norris also helped by pushing on areas where Baton felt contractions.
She brought in like a massager to massage my back. It was a blessing. And like a heating pad and stuff to where we didn't have to introduce medicine. It felt really good that I had Kina in there because, it's somebody familiar with my skin color.
And after 22 hours in labor, Norris stayed afterward to help with breastfeeding. Baton says her new baby boy latched immediately.
Because I labored for 22 hours and the only thing I had was a grape during that whole 22 hours. So I felt like, man, he was hungry.
Baton represents one of 77 successful births so far, but that's not where the relationship stops. The doulas with Sistas Caring for Sistas stay connected to the mothers they've served, helping them access resources like childcare. That's why they say their work is life-giving, life-saving, and life-changing. I'm Cass Harrington.